Okay, this week's parasha is Parshas Chayisara. A lot happens, as in other parshios, in the lives of Avram Avinu. So in the beginning, Parshas Chayisara, Perach of Gimel, Sarah dies. Avram negotiates and purchases the Ma'arat HaMachpelah in Kiryat Arba Hechevron to bury his wife. He buries Sarah. And Perach of Dalid, the first Sherech in Jewish history, is made when Avram sends his trusty servant, who Chazal tells is Eliezer, to go find the Sherech for Yitzchak. Rivka is found through a series of miraculous events. She comes home, and at the end of Perach of Dalid, Yitzchak marries Rivka, brings her to the tent. The bracha mitzuyah be'isa near Dalek me'erev Shabbos ve'erev Shabbos anin kasher al ha'ochel. Return once he marries Rivka, like they were over the tent of Sarah his mother, and he loves her. Also, just like we mentioned last week, Avram is masakin tefillah shachris in last week's parasha, and this week, Joseph Chazal tells us also brachos chavav amad beis. Yitzchak was masakin tefillah smincha. Where do we know from Perach of Dalad pasuk samach gimel? Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besada lifnod er.
So Rashi and Unkos on Chumash both say Ein Sicha Al Lashon Tefillah, and the Gemara says from that pasuk we learn that Yitzchak was misaking the afternoon prayer. And Perachav Hey, Avram marries Keturah, who Rashi says is Hagar, has more children. And Perachav Hey, Avram dies, and he too is buried in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah. I want to focus on a lesson from the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. More specifically, the story is really about the servant who goes to find Rivka and his interaction with her family, and less about Yitzchak and Rivka themselves. So he takes the best from the good of his master, and he takes camels and jewelry, and he goes to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. And he makes a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. He travels to Aram Naharayim, to the city of Nahor. Let us remember that Nahor is the brother of Avram. And he causes the camels to kneel outside of the city by the well of water towards the evening, when the water drawers come out to draw water. And he says, Hashem, the God of my master Avram, arranged before me today. We spoke about Hayama last week. Hakreina lefanai hayam vaseh chesed imadoni Avram, do arrange for me today and do a kindness with my servant Avram. I'm standing by the well of water, and the daughters of the city are coming out to draw water, and the maiden, I will say to her, please tip me some from your pitcher and I will drink, and she will say, you should drink, and also your camels I will give to drink. She is the one you have proven for your servant, for Yitzchak. Through her I will know that you have done a kindness with my master. He has not even finished speaking, and behold, Rivka comes out. Rivka is a daughter of Besuel. This Besuel is born to Milcah, Nachor. Again, Nachor is a brother to Avram. Nachor, his brother with Milcah, has Besuel. Besuel has Rivka, and her pitcher is on her shoulder, and she's very beautiful. She was a virgin. She has not been with a man. She goes down to the trough. She fills it up. The servant runs to meet her, and he says, please give me some water to drink. Tip me some water from your pitcher. She says, drink, my master. She gives him to drink. When he finishes drinking, she says, I will also give to your camels. I will draw water for them. So they finish drinking, and she hurries up, and she gives all the camels, and the man is astonished. He is silent. He's waiting to see, did Hashem make his mission successful? And when the camels finish drinking, he realizes this is the one, and he takes the jewelry and he gives her the jewelry. And the pasuk says, pasukhaf beis Nezem Zahav Beka Mishkalo, golden nose ring, a Beka its way, Ushnei Tzmidim Ayadeh, two bracelets on her hand, Asara Zahav Mishkalam, 10 shekels in weight. And he says, who are you? Is there a place for me in your father's house for me to sleep? She says, I'm the daughter of Besuel, who was born to Milcah and Nachar. And he realizes that this is a Shidduch from Shemaim, and it is meant to be. And she takes him home. And I'm skipping to the pasuk where I want to go to. There we go. And Rivka had a brother, and his name is Lavan. And Lavan comes running because he sees all this beautiful jewelry that his sister comes home with. And he was, when he sees the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister, and when he hears the words of Rivka saying, this is what the man told me. So what happens? Bo Baruch Hashem. And he says, come, O blessed be Hashem, why should you stand outside? I've arranged the house for you. There's a place for your camels. And the man comes to the house, and he unburdens the camels, and he gives them straw and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who are with him. Oh, Vayusam lefan of la'achol. And now this amazing Machnas Oreach, if you could say such a thing, Lava, not really, his name means white, whole different lesson, but this person who purports to be a Baal Chesed, Vayusam lefan of the Echol,
and they give him a meal. They want to give the servant a meal to eat. Vayomer lo ochal ad im dibarti dvarai. Vayomer deber. And the servant, meaning who we know is Eliezer from Chazal, says, I cannot eat until I've spoken my piece. And he loves and says, speak. He says, I'm a servant of Avram. Hashem blessed my master very much. He's very wealthy. And Sarah gave birth to a ben zakunim. And I'm here to find the shirach. Okay. Even though this beautiful meal is placed before him, he says, I cannot eat, until I've spoken my word. First, I have to talk to you. First, I have to tell you why I'm here. And only then will I have from the sumptuous meal that you have placed before me. I'm quoting from the Sefer, short and sweet, on the Parsha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman. And he writes as follows. Eliezer said he would not eat until he had spoken. Why did he take this stance? Since he had traveled a considerable distance, there seemingly would have been no harm in eating or drinking a bit before recounting the purpose of his journey. In fact, we could even add the whole test, if Rivka was the right one, is if she gave him to drink. So now all of a sudden he doesn't want to eat. If he was thirsty by Rivka, surely he must be hungry when he comes home to the home of Basul, to the home of Lavan, to the home of Rivka. Why does he say I need to speak first? So he quotes the Shach al HaTorah, who answers that Eliezer knew of Lavan and Basul's propensity for being tricky, you know, Lavan ha'arami, and that they would be in search of ways to spoil his mission. Mealtime is generally regarded as a great time for persuasion. It is in a relaxed atmosphere of a meal that a person is more likely to drop his guard and to divulge information. Therefore, so as not to risk falling prey to their trickery and their plans, to not become comfortable, overly comfortable during the meal, Eliezer refused to eat until the shidduch was completed. So I found that to be interesting, very, very interesting. A meal is a time where we are more relaxed. We bring people into our home, people who we are friends with, people we like. We serve meat, we serve wine. He knew that it could become very relaxed. He'd become comfortable. Perhaps he would drink too much. Perhaps he would be tired too much. They would be able to spoil his mission if he became inundated with food and drink. And therefore, he said, I am here for a purpose. The purpose must be taken care of before I have anything to drink. Again, the Shach al HaTorah answers, Eliezer knew that Lavan and Basuah were tricky. They would be searching for ways to spoil his mission. Since mealtime is regarded as a time for persuasion, in a relaxed atmosphere, a person is more likely to drop his guard to divulge information. Again, we quoted Chazal, Nechnasei Nyatza Sod. Therefore, so as not to risk falling prey to their plans and not to become overly comfortable during the mealtime, Eliezer refused to eat until the shidduch was completed. This reminded me of something that I read in the biography of the great Rav Yaakov Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Yaakov Edelstein was the Rav his entire life, from the time his father was Nifter, of Ramat HaSharon, which is towards more northern central Israel, northern Israel. Rav Yaakov Edelstein, Reaching to Heavens, an unbelievable biography, just as an aside if you haven't read it, tremendous tzaddik. His brother was Rav Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the Rav Yaakov Edelstein biography, it says as follows. A Ramat HaSharon resident, Ron Bina, relates the follows. The Chida, Rav Chaim David Azulai, writes, there are four conditions that a person must fulfill when sitting down for a meal. One, saying Divrei Torah. Two, hosting the poor and the needy. Three, not talking about inappropriate subjects. And four, not eating Navel B'Shus HaTorah, not eating voraciously. This transforms the table, says the Chida, into one where the Shechina will reside. Again, it's something to keep in mind when we sit down to a meal. Every time we sit down to a meal, especially on Shabbos and Yomim Tovim. The Chida writes, there are four conditions that a person should fulfill. One, Divrei Torah. Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos that whoever sits at a meal without saying Divrei Torah, it's like a Shulchan Mason. Okay? Saying Divrei Torah. Two, hosting the poor and needy, Hachnasas Archim. Three, not talking about inappropriate subjects, being careful with our mouths, not only what goes into our mouth by the meal, but what comes out of our mouth in terms of speech. And four, learning how to eat Bahatsnei Alechas, learning how to eat appropriately, not eating voraciously. And the Chida says, when a person fulfills these four conditions, this transforms the table to one where the Shechina will reside. Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal fulfilled all of these conditions. He did not care about the menu or the flavor of the food. He ate because he had to eat. And And if it was a Su'udas mitzvah, he literally ate in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Often, says Ron Barina, the Ramat HaShulchan resident, I sat next to him. I saw how he behaved at the table. When he sliced a piece of challah, he gathered the crumbs. He did not even believe in wasting even one crumb of bread, because food is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and must be treated with utmost respect. So it's a real lesson. First of all, the insight into the parsha. Why did Eliezer, the servant, say, I cannot eat, first I have to speak my piece? He understood that there's a certain camaraderie at mealtime, a certain comfortableness at mealtime. Like we already said, wine goes in and secrets come out. He was there to fulfill a mission for Avraham Avinu. So he said, I must eat. You will not trick me with your food and drink and your trickery and your plans. I'm going to speak my piece, and only then will I eat. From there, we went to a very beautiful lesson quoted in the Rav Yaakov Edelstein biography, quoting the Chidah, four conditions when we sit down to a meal, particularly on Shabbos and Yamim Tovim: one, Divrei Torah; two, Hachnasas Archim for the poor and needy; three, not talking about inappropriate subjects; four, not eating voraciously. This was something that Rav Yaakov Edelstein embodied. He ate l'shem shamayim. The menu or the flavor of the food was not important. He understood that he was eating for the sake of a mitzvah, and he treated every morsel of food, even the drops of challah, the crumbs of challah, with utmost respect, recognizing it was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we learn from Eliezer many things, particularly about being an Eved Hashem, but one thing that we learn, how important it is to make sure that our mir is for to'el, and always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol derechecha da'ehu v'hu yashar chasecha. I wish everybody a beautiful day in Be'ezrat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol tov to all.